Just Curious.
Welcome to Just Curious Media. This is Let's Talk Movies, and I'm Jason Connell. On the show today, I'm joined by special guest, Sal Rodriguez.
Thank you very much, Jason. It's good to be here.
Good to have you back, sir, on episode 4 of the 7-part extravaganza origin story, Sal.
Yeah.
The origin story of Let's Talk Movies.
Yeah, I like it. I had forgotten about this, let alone some of our listeners.
They never knew.
Had no idea.
Because Let's Talk Movies used to be Movie Matters. Mm-hmm. One man show, self,
yep.
It was me. Short content, early in my podcasting career. I had 20-something episodes under my belt and was doing a one-man show, just trying to learn from a recording standpoint, from a post-production standpoint, from a content creation standpoint. And Sal, I got 7 in and I dumped the whole damn thing.
I was enjoying them too. I remember looking forward to them. They were short episodes, enough for, let's see, what, 5 minutes, 10-minute episode? What were they, 5 minutes? Were they all 5 minutes?
Yeah, not even 10, more like between 4.5 and maybe 7, somewhere in that range.
Okay, that's like about a 5-mile car trip.
There you go.
Yeah. Or maybe cleaning.
Or in traffic, just sitting there.
Or cleaning the countertops. You know, I break everything down as far as tasks because I listen to podcasts when I'm doing something, driving or cleaning. So, like, what can I do while I listen to this podcast? So 5 minutes is enough for some light chores or a short drive.
Or some crunchers.
Or a few crunches.
Sit-ups.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I didn't just scrap it. It evolved. It became Let's Talk Movies because I really wanted to do the bigger, longer content, the scene-by-scene breakdowns. And it was also a time, it was 2019 going into the pandemic. And once we were on lockdown, I just felt like, you know what, I'm going to pivot over here. We were doing it successfully on Let's Talk Cobra Kai, and I wanted to do it. Now, I revisited some of the same movies, so I was like, what do I do with Movie Matters? I just take it down, and it's been down ever since. So the other day, I came across a folder. I thought, oh my gosh, I should just release that. But I got to tell the story before we do, and here we are. And this is the 4th one. So the 3 episodes before this one, prior to this one, told you those episodes where we were. So this is Movie Matters episode 4, The Terminator.
The Terminator,
1984. I recorded it December 10th, 2019, released it the same day, and it was 6 minutes and 9 seconds, Sal. So good that you listened to it 5 times in your cleaning patterns across your house.
You know, I'll tell you what I definitely did. It was that month, Jason, speaking of pandemics, when I first got COVID, of course, nobody...
Well, this is pre-pandemic. This is pre-pandemic.
No.
December 2019.
That's when I first got COVID.
Oh, yeah. You were an early adopter.
I was the Typhoid Mary of COVID. I got a weird illness in December of 2019.
That's right.
I couldn't identify it. It wasn't a cold. It wasn't a flu. It went up. It went down. It lasted. It came. It went. My lungs felt like... My lungs just felt just like two balloons. It was a bad time. And then shortly thereafter, coronavirus, right? I was like, that's what I had. So yeah, that month rings out to me. So I absolutely listened to Movie Matters while I was homesick with COVID 1.0.
Wow. That's right, Sal. I remember that. Well, there you are. I'm glad I was there to comfort you and your sickness.
Thank you.
So I did revisit this movie on Let's Talk Movies. It was episode 7, scene by scene breakdown. And the guest was... Sal Rodriguez! Woo!
Yeah. Woo! Ow!
We recorded October 30th, 2020. So we're deep into the pandemic now, right? Vaccines are around the corner. And it was 1 hour, 48 minutes. So much longer than the 6 minutes that I had previously done. But we covered it A to Z. There was that very memorable line that always makes you laugh. Because with scene-by-scene breakdown, we have to set up where we are. And I said, do you remember?
Well, not I'll be back.
No. A scene from the movie, I was like, so now we're back at Terminator's apartment. And that always got a good chuckle out of you.
I still laugh at that.
Because he does.
Terminator's apartment.
He takes over that.
He signs a lease.
Yeah. I need this room. Yeah, because he goes back and repairs himself in this. He commandeered apartment, but I always thought it was funny that he lived there for a little while. It was like more like a hostel. Yeah. But
he's calling the manager. Yeah. My toilet is clogged over here.
Yeah. Give these people air. Oh, sorry. That was a different movie, Total Recall. So A lot of fun. But Sal, before we play that episode that's edited and ready to go, me doing the Movie Matters, please tell our fans how they can support the show. Let's Talk Movies.
Well, what you want to do is you want to go to our main website called justcuriousmedia.com.
Yes.
And by the way, Jason, I love websites. You know why? Because nobody pays attention to them anymore. Everybody's so fixated on their Instagrams.
Yeah.
Everybody's so fixated on their X,
yeah,
or any given social media. You can go to some major retailers' websites. They're not updating things. You are on top of the website. You
Thank
are
you.
Updating it. You are making sure it is current. You are not just leaving it out as some clunker. Like a lot of people just leave their websites
nope.
out there. This is the latest and the greatest version of justcuriousmedia.com
Thank you.
For 2024. You're not going to get any sleeker and better than this.
AI does it
justcuriousmedia.com. Well, okay.
No, I'm just kidding.
In 2025,
I'm just kidding.
Believe me, you and I will just be AI bots in 2025. That's right around the corner. Visit the homepage of justcuriousmedia.com. Scroll down to all the shows where you're going to see the logos.
Mm-hmm.
Click on the logo of your favorite show. In this instance, Let's Talk Movies. And then it's going to show you how you can support the show. Because you scroll down, it says support Let's Talk Movies. Donate now. If you miss that, click. You go a little further down. And it says help us create even more great content! Exclamation mark. Support the show and you can
yes.
click on that. So it's a good opportunity. It's an easy, easy opportunity to be a supporter of Let's Talk Movies.
Yes, we love your support. We need it. We're not ad-driven yet, and maybe we never will be. We want to make more great content, and we want to repurpose old content and dust it off and re-release it for all of our fans.
You know, Jason, they have these regions where they don't allow billboards. Are you
yeah,
aware of this?
I've seen that, yes.
They do. I was in Maui. They don't have billboards.
Yeah.
I was in Sedona. They don't have billboards. I love it.
Yeah.
So believe me, we're not dying to smother you with ads.
No.
So the best way to keep from that is to be subscription driven. So that's why we need the support.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And but if they paid us a pretty penny, we may.
But we got to do what we got to do.
We got to do what we
got to
do.
But the point is, I would like it if Maui didn't have to have billboards.
This shirt is brought to you by J. Crew. Bing! And we just do like real live ads. No, it's not yet.
Well, Amazon Prime now has,
yeah.
You know that when you're watching now Amazon Prime, there's a QR code right there on the
exactly.
screen.
Exactly.
For you to buy.
I'm not against it,
That's
but we love our fans. We always have. We're driven by our fanship, our fandom, and we love having fans on shows. That's how far we take it. We take it to the extreme. But please support us if you can, and we'll keep coming back. And I think you're going to enjoy this. Now, something we've talked about on the three previous episodes was the fact that Movie Matters started off doing 10 episodes, was going to do 10 episodes from the 80s. Each year was going to be a different movie. So you couldn't just pick a bunch of movies from 88 or 85 or whatever. So that was like strategy and it made me think and make choices. I continued that into the first 10 episodes of Let's Talk Movies. That carried over along with some of these movies. So, like, for instance, Terminator did come back and get the bigger version. And I'm proud of it, and I'm proud of its origins. I really am, and I really just wanted to live on because I felt bad that Movie Matters just kind of sat on a hard drive eating up some space. So might as well be out there, and we can dust it off and rejoice this transformation. Also, we have a new show, Let's Talk Jaws, which we're very proud of, that was a spinoff of everything else that we've been doing. So very proud. One episode in, many more to come.
I'm excited about Let's Talk Jaws. I really am.
Me too.
And yeah, I do consider absolutely Let's Talk Jaws to be a spinoff of Let's Talk Movies.
Yeah.
That's definitive. I'd forgotten about Movie Matters.
Movie Matters.
I'd forgotten how Let's Talk Cobra Kai fit in there, as you might say, the grandfather.
Started it all.
Yeah, I forgot how things kind of fit in together, but absolutely Let's Talk Jaws is definitively a spinoff of Let's Talk Movies.
So I hope you enjoy Movie Matters Episode 4, which is...
The Terminator.
Welcome to Just Curious Media. This is Movie Matters, and I'm Jason Connell. Today I'm talking about The Terminator, the 1984 action sci-fi thriller written and directed by James Cameron. It's 8.0 rating on IMDb and 100% on Rotten Tomatoes. The film is based in 1984, where a human soldier is tasked to stop an indestructible cyborg killing machine, both sent back from 2029 from executing a young woman whose unborn son is the key to humanity's future salvation. Now, despite the fact that Cameron would become a household name directing hit films such as Aliens, True Lies, and Titanic,
At this point in time, he'd only directed some of Piranha 2, The Spawning, before being fired. So for him to get this opportunity was rare. But the studios liked the script that he co-wrote with his second wife, Gail Ann Hurd, who would produce the film along with many of Cameron's other films, and most recently is the executive producer of AMC's hit series, The Walking Dead. But to get the film greenlit, Mike Medavoy, head of Orion Pictures, agreed to finance the film, but on one condition: it needed a major star. And his idea was to cast O.J. Simpson as the Terminator and Arnold Schwarzenegger as the good guy. Now, Cameron and the other producers pushed back on this, stating O.J. was too nice and would not be taken seriously as a cold-blooded killer. Little did they know. As for Schwarzenegger, he had just completed Conan the Barbarian and Conan the Destroyer, which had very limited dialogue due to his heavy accent, and Cameron was opposed to casting him as well. That was until they shared an enjoyable lunch meeting and Cameron realized that he wasn't right for the good guy, but rather he would make a great Terminator. And how right he was indeed. So with 14 lines of dialogue and 21 minutes of screen time, Arnold Schwarzenegger encapsulated the role and terrified audiences for years to come. He would essentially become an overnight action hero and go on to star in numerous hits including Predator, The Running Man, and Terminator 2 Judgment Day, often referred to as T2, which reunited him and Cameron for the first time. But it all began with The Terminator, and Cameron states that the themes had been important to him since high school. The apocalyptic visions, ideas about our love-hate relationship with technology, our tendency as a species to move in a direction that might ultimately destroy us, and a central faith in the resourcefulness of humanity. He also credits the post-apocalyptic hit Mad Max 2 The Road Warrior as a major influence. So with that, as well as his time spent working on Roger Corman movies, Cameron knew all the tricks of the low-budget trade and was able to solve a lot of logistical and practical issues on his own. Even Schwarzenegger was surprised when Cameron didn't hesitate to demonstrate how to perform a potentially dangerous motor stunt himself. Needless to say, it was a studio movie, but it was also a low-budget guerrilla-style production. As for the film's protagonist, Linda Hamilton was captivating and showed great range playing the role of Sarah Connor. She goes from a warm-spirited, carefree, scooter-riding waitress to the ultimate survivor. She would go on to reprise this role in T2 and most recently in Terminator Dark Fate. And Hamilton would also become Cameron's fourth wife. The other main character was the good guy role, Kyle Reese, played by Michael Biehn, who would also re-team with Cameron and have memorable roles in Aliens and The Abyss. But in this performance, Biehn was great, and he gave Sarah Connor and audiences some hope that the Terminator could be defeated. In the beginning of the film, you're not sure of his intentions until the showdown scene at the Technoir nightclub in which he pulls a shotgun on Sarah Connor, but only in an effort to save her from the Terminator, or T-800 as he's also referred to as. Now, rounding out the cast, I've always enjoyed the scenes at the police station with the lieutenant, detective, and the psychologist, played by late Paul Winfield, well-known character actor Lance Hendrickson, and Earl Bowen, who would reprise his role as Dr. Peter Silberman in T2, as well as Terminator 3, Rise of the Machines. I feel the interactions between these three characters was so authentic, humorous, and they give the film another voice, and not one in the midst of this gritty chase saga. Now a few fun facts. The late and great Bill Paxton played a punk leader in the film and was beaten up by a naked Terminator at the Griffith Park Observatory in Schwarzenegger's first scene. The Technoir nightclub was named after a film genre which Cameron coined himself in describing the film. He would also include Blade Runner and say that these films combined the old-style grittiness of noir films with the futuristic elements of a sci-fi thriller. Then there's the most famous line in the film in which Schwarzenegger tells the police clerk, "I'll be back," and then rams the stolen vehicle through the front of the station. Now, in the script, the line was written as, "I'll come back," which simply doesn't have the same impact or staying power. But they got it right, along with so many other things, thus making this a classic film that would hold up for generations to come, and one that would spawn 5 sequels and a TV series. So I would highly recommend watching this movie for the first time, or to revisit it. And please feel free to tell me what you think. You can contact me directly through our Instagram, which is movie_matters. So thank you so much for listening, and I'd greatly appreciate it if you could subscribe, rate, and review the show wherever you get your podcast. You can also stream every episode, as well as our other shows, from our website, which is justcuriousmedia.com. So without further ado, please enjoy The Terminator.